Go to atlasretailenergy.com, and they're a great new sponsor and partner on helping you lower electricity rates. And you'll see right on there, I'm looking at the website, did you hear about us on the radio? And you can easily contact them. And if you care about money and you care about how much money you have after paying bills, you're going to want to contact them. Steve Roberson, the CEO of Atlas Retail Energy, joins us again, GMI Studios, before we head into the fourth. Steve, thanks for being back with us.
Hey, Jack, good to be with you again. Thanks for having me.
Well, you were the one who very diplomatically corrected me last week on the commercial rate increase, especially for large users. And when I told some folks what you had shared on expertise, if you read the public utility, if you read Eversource, for example, their rate hike request through January of 2023, upwards of a 48 cents per kilowatt hour, that's a huge, it's like more than a 400% increase. And that number was confirmed yesterday. And then it's $70 more per household than what they're paying now for electricity. So these rates are going up. People better wake up, correct?
Yeah. We're going through a time period in this market that is truly unprecedented. I've been in the deregulated market in New Hampshire for over 15 years, and we've never seen rates above 25 cents for any period of time. So, seeing these rates jump to 48 is just certainly something that's unprecedented, and it's going to cause a lot of pain points for energy consumers in the region. It's just worth reiterating that you do have options. You can get out there and start to mitigate this upside risk by working with an advisor like us to help manage that process.
And really, you know, money's money. And we just had an expert talking about people on fixed income for just residential users. But you look at companies, the cost of healthcare is not going down. So if they have plans where they share in the cost of employees' healthcare, the cost of everything is not going down. And when you look at these electricity rate hikes, if you're a serious user of electricity, it's something you really can't live without. And by the way, it takes gas and natural gas to make electricity. We won't go into that. But if you're a bill payer, and we're all bill payers, you'd want more money, right? You want to pay less for these things. It only makes sense. And the time to jump into it is now. And Steve, when someone goes to your site, like I am now, atlasretailenergy.com, and I want our listeners to get this and go there, Atlas RetailEnergy.com, especially larger electricity users. You'll see, did you hear about us on radio? But you provide customized long-term solutions, but they can at least talk with your people, make an appointment, get on the phone, do a Zoom call. They can talk, and it's free to them to begin in terms of getting that consultative. Maybe they're already paying the lowest rates they can pay, but if they aren't, they can talk to one of your professionals?
Yeah, you come right onto that website. There'll be a form fill, and it'll hit our desks, and we'll schedule some time to reach out. And you're right, Jack. That analysis is done on an upfront basis. If we can't provide value, then we certainly don't belong earning your business. And it's worth noting that the commodity markets trade well out into the future. So while the near term is certainly painful, there's a lot of value out in the forward curve, as we call it in the industry. Calendar year 24, 25, and 26, so that's 2024 through 26, rates are exponentially cheaper. And so what a lot of businesses are doing right now is putting in place a long-term strategy to start guaranteeing relief in those outer years. And that's something that we're well-versed in assisting with. It's so critically important to be looking at that long-term strategy right now, as opposed to just kind of sitting on your hands, for lack of a better term, and dealing with these exponential increases in the near term.
Well, Steve with Atlas Retail Energy, I mentioned healthcare, and Nick Valis, one of our great healthcare experts and editors out there and provider, unless people get involved as patients, consumers, and shop their healthcare and get price transparency, they kind of just, we get so numb, and employers, we get numb sometimes feeling there's nothing we can do to lower these costs. It's kind of true with electricity. Over the years, people feel they're powerless to shop and get a lower rate. And if you look at a medium-sized company, who could benefit from talking with Atlas Retail Energy? For example, if I own two hotels, or if I have a semi-manufacturing facility, or if I have five restaurants, so I'm not a super, super big business, but I might employ, 50 to 100, 150 employees. Would I benefit talking to your people at that level?
Yeah, for sure. The way we kind of structure it with our clients is if energy is a top five to sometimes top seven overhead to run your business, it's worth looking at. We deal with companies
so
in New England.
That, where, repeat that one so people get a context, Steve. That was good information.
Yeah, if you look at your sort of overhead costs to run your business, and electricity and or natural gas combined to be a top five to top seven overhead in terms of static costs to keep your business in operation, then it's worth exploring. You know, just to make a layman's term parallel for your listeners, you know, the aviation industry, if you're going to get on a flight from Boston to California, you're going to choose the lowest airline provider to take you there.
Right.
And the same concept exists in energy. You have the ability as a consumer to shop for your rate, and that's something that we help facilitate in New England on a day-to-day basis.
A lot of people don't know. So if I'm if my barometer meets what you said, so if I'm a CFO or business owner of a company and my energy bill, my electricity bill is, say, the fourth, you know, say it's my rent, employee, you know, benefits, buying my supplies to make food or fill rooms or make a product, and then say electricity is right there, I would qualify. I'd be a good candidate to talk to. How much could doing this smarter and better and shopping for the electricity save them potentially on a monthly basis? Because I don't know, Eversource said a homeowner who uses an average amount of electricity should expect to, or should be budgeting to pay $70 more a month than they presently are for their home electricity going into the end of summer, fall, winter. What about a business owner? How much could I potentially, if I shop and get a better deal, save monthly, roughly? Just how much money? Because I don't know how big of a bill a medium-sized business in New Hampshire may be spending.
Yeah, it's kind of a difficult question to answer, but because it's certainly client-specific, but you could expect to see, based on product and based on term, you could expect to see somewhere between 20 and 40% reduction in cost versus what we know the Eversource rates are going to be out into the future.
That's real money. That's real money.
There's significant opportunity. Again, 48 cents per kilowatt hour that Eversource is scheduled to charge in January is unprecedented. And even in these types of markets right now that we're seeing, the actual price that you could be paying outside of Eversource is probably somewhere in the 15, 20 cent range, depending on, on the conditions at the time.
That's real money. That's real money savings. That's real. Yeah,
absolutely. And like I said, you know, just worth repeating for the listeners, the way our business is set up is we provide all these upfront analytics free to them as the consumer to help them make an educated decision in the marketplace. We're very confident in the value that we provide.
Right.
So we're happy to do that upfront work.
So it's really, they lose nothing by finding out, and it's going to give them more information. Even if you say what you're getting is about the best we can do, then it's not worth doing. That is good information to have. It's almost like talking to your banker, you know, when rates were lower, if you were looking to lock in or refinance, if they said, look, you're getting about the best you're going to get. Sometimes that's good to know. And then other times when you find out you can do better, it's nice. It's nicer to lock in a better deal. Steve, thanks for being with us. We'll catch you after the holidays. Again, folks, Atlas Retail Energy, Atlas, ATLAS, RetailEnergy.com, AtlasRetailEnergy.com. Steve and his team, they're local. They've been doing this for years. Great sponsor, the partner of the show. Did you hear about us on radio? Right on the front page. Contact us. The form's there. Save some money. Thanks, Steve, for joining us.
Thanks, Jack. Happy 4th to you.
Happy 4th.